Good morning, everyone. Really, it's such a joy to be here this morning as we begin Advent with our catechumens and candidates. I'm sorry, we had eight who are going to be accepted into full communion with the Church, a sign that indeed the faith is still alive and that here at UL, we are committed to evangelizing and spreading the gospel. I was born in 1973, which means that I'm a child of the 70s and early 80s, which also means I grew up loving Star Wars. I remember my first Star Wars Happy Meal from the Burger Chef that used to be in front of the Plaza Theater, finding out the shock that Darth Vader was Luke Skywalker's father, and my dad allowing me to check out of school the first day of Return of the Jedi to go see it at the Westwood Theater. I grew up loving Star Wars, and in the mid-90s, when I found out that the prequels were coming out, I was very excited. That was until, of course, I saw the prequels and then had a different opinion. But I had that sort of youthful exuberance rekindled several years back when it was announced that J.J. Abrams would be directing the new Star Wars films. And so I've kept up with a little bit. And I knew about 2 weeks ago that the trailer was going to be released. And it was going to be released at 9:15 in the morning on Black Friday. So I was, according to YouTube, the 301st person to watch that new trailer. I'm sure many of you have seen the trailer. Since then, it has been viewed on YouTube over 25 million times. 25 million times, it's been watched by people throughout the world, people who love Star Wars. But not just watched, over the course of the past several days, it's been dissected, taken apart, analyzed so people get clues of what's going to happen to the new movie. Noticing, was that an Imperial probe droid behind in the background of the first scene? Well, who is the voice of the voiceover at the very beginning and throughout the trailer? And of course, people criticizing the broadsword lightsaber. All of this type of intrigue, people so fascinated by the topic of Star Wars. Unless you think that my whole homily will be on Star Wars, it's not. The trailer and the excitement that I felt began to make me think of today's gospel, of the beginning of Advent. So many people watching this trailer. And what does our Lord say today? Be awake. Watch. Watch and be prepared for the coming of Jesus. So it's this theme of watching, whether it be watching the trailer or watching for the coming of Christ, that I like to focus on. Because if we're going to be honest with ourselves, we as a culture, as Americans and as those in the West, we are a culture who does a lot of watching. We watch a lot of YouTube. Hours spent perusing through the different videos, whether it be the Star Wars trailer on our iPhone, or whether it be Taylor Swift's new video, or those people who like to watch cat videos. We spend a lot of time watching things on our phones and on YouTube. And particularly during this fall and winter season, we Americans do a lot of watching, hours of watching, on Saturdays and Sundays, spending time watching football. Or if you actually time it, you probably watch mostly commercials and about 10 minutes of football. But still, we love to watch the sports and spend time getting to know who the players are and analyzing the plays and the statistics. And then, now that the semester is coming to a close, just in a couple of weeks, I can assure you there will be a lot of people, particularly lots of college students, who will be binge-watching Netflix. They're going to watch a whole show. They're going to watch a bunch of B-movies starring Edward James Olmos and other people that haven't been in a starring role since 1987. But they're going to love it. They're going to love watching these movies on Netflix. And not that there's anything wrong with this. I mean, surely we can watch some things that are inappropriate. But it shows that we are a culture that likes to watch and is pretty good at watching things, of paying attention to the details and keeping our attention focused. So the irony is, though, is that if we can recognize that as a culture, we're pretty good at watching YouTube videos, football, and Netflix, why is it we have such a hard time putting into practice Jesus' call to be on the watch spiritually? Why is it that this call to be on guard, to watch, and to pay attention, what the gospel talks about as we begin Advent, why is it so difficult for people to do this? To put the energy and effort they need into being awake and aware in their spiritual lives? We're great at it when it comes to TV. We're terrible at it when it comes to the faith. We have no problem watching 6 hours of football on Sunday, but God forbid we have to spend more than an hour at Mass to keep our attention focused on the Eucharist. That's too much to ask for. Or we can sit and watch all of these paranormal thrillers on YouTube or on Netflix, and all of these different shows about ghosts and whatnot. But when it comes to the real important spiritual stuff, taking time for spiritual reading or learning about our faith, we really have no time for that. We can know all the characters that maybe will go to the dark side over in the new Star Wars movie, but we're not watchful and awake enough to realize that we're in the state of mortal sin and that we need to go to confession to go and be cleansed. We sit for months allowing that sin to fester in our souls. Why is this? Why is it that we're so watchful in the secular sense, but it's so difficult in the spiritual sense? There are a number of different reasons. We won't get into them all. Partially, I think, is that we have been amusing or entertaining ourselves to death. So caught up in this entertainment, which is not bad in itself, but can distract us from what's really important. Speaking of distraction, I think a lot of us have spiritual ADD. We have this attention deficit disorder when it comes to really pursuing holiness and coming to know our faith. And then finally, something I've talked about on numerous occasions, a spiritual apathy or a sloth. We're much more passionate about Star Wars and TV than we are about our faith. But here's the difference, and I think that there's something positive about this. Now, let's say that we're spending time watching television or a video or movies. We can space out. We can get distracted. And we've missed something that's going on. So what do? We've got to rewind it to catch up, to find out what happened. There's no way that anyone's going to jump out of the TV screen, even if it's in 3D, to shake us and wake us up and say, hey, pay attention. This is the important part. But in the spiritual life and the watching and being aware, fortunately, the Lord loves us enough to get involved. And when He sees us distracted or slothful or not caring, He can reach out and sometimes scream at us and say, hey, pay attention. Or sometimes He can reach out and smack us across the face. And that's the stuff that we don't like, but the stuff that gets our attention. We get sick, we lose our job, when some tragedy happens in our lives, it can be a way for our Lord to stop us and say, wake up, watch, just like He did to the apostles at the Garden of Gethsemane. And so that's the call today for Advent and for all of our lives, to be watchful and awake. And so in a certain sense, it's appropriate. The new Star Wars film is called The Force Awakens. We are called to be awake to the Spirit's movement in our life, to watch and be prepared for when Jesus comes at Christmas and ultimately when Jesus returns to take us to Him. Advent is that season of watching, of being aware. We can focus on the coming of Christ in Christmas, focus in preparing ourselves in the world for those end times in His second coming, and most importantly, preparing and being watchful so we are not caught off guard when he comes in our own deaths. So let's take that same energy that so many of us have maybe poured into watching things on YouTube, television, or Netflix, or analyzing the trailer, and do it and prepare for Christmas as something deeply spiritual so that we can be awake and ready and watchful for when our Lord comes. Amen.